We're going to begin the halachot of Sfirat HaOmer. We're in the Sefer Chazon Ovadia on Yom Tov. And in that Sefer, he discusses the halachot and the minagim of Sfirat HaOmer. So on page Resh Yud Bet, it's the first page of his halachot on Sfirat HaOmer. He writes like this. Ne'emar b'Torah. וספרתם לכם במחרת השבת מיום אביאכם את עומר התנופה, שבע שבתות תמימות תהיינה. וקיבלו רבותינו ז"ל שפירוש ממחרת השבת, היינו ממחרת יום טוב הראשון של פסח, שהוא יום שבתון, ולא שבת בראשית. להוציא מלב הצדוקים, שהיום אומרים ממחרת השבת, זה שבת בראשית. לפיכך מצוות עשה לספור ספירת העומר החל מליל ט"ז בניסן, עד יום שבעה, עד סוף שבעה שבועות. So he writes, he quotes the pasuk, first of all, the מקור for Sfirat HaOmer in the Torah. It says you should start counting ממחרת השבת, from after the Shabbat. So the tzedukim who read the Torah literally thought that after Shabbat means after Saturday, which would be Sunday. But however, we were mekabel, we have a Kabbalah, that's not what it means. It means ממחרת השבת, referring to Pesach, which is called Shabbat Shabbaton. And it really, rather, it means the day after Pesach. That's when we begin counting Sfirat HaOmer. So the first reason why we start counting Sfirat HaOmer, why we count Sfirat HaOmer, is because it's a pasuk in the Torah. That's when you start counting. The Shibul HaLeket writes, V'chatav Shibul HaLeket, B'shem Midrash Agada, why do we count Sfirat HaOmer? What's the purpose of it? Tala katuv yom chag ha-shavuot b'Sfirat HaOmer. Shenoah shiva ha-shavuot ispor lach, ve'asit ha-chag ha-shavuot la'ashem elokecha. לפי שכאשר נתבשרו ישראל בצאתם ממצרים שהם עתידים לקבל התורה לסוף 50 יום, שנאמר בהוציאך את העם ממצרים תעבדון את האלוקים על ההר הזה. So he writes that the pasuk depended the counting of Sfirat HaOmer by Chag Shavuot, right? It says count 7 weeks and then you will have Shavuot. So why are they connected and what way are they linked? So he writes, because when the Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim, and they were told that after 50 days you were going to receive the Torah, as it says, Ta'avdun et ha'elokim al ha'arzeh, Ta'avdun, it should have said Ta'avdu, but Ta'avdun, with a nun at the end of that word, hints to us, Harei nun shel Ta'avdun yetera, it's extra, Lomar lach leketz shel 50 yom Ta'avdun et ha'elokim al yidei kabbalat Torah. Nun in Gematria is 50, so the addition of that extra nun at the end of the word hints to us that after 50 days you're going to receive the Torah. V'Yisrael merov chibatan l'Torah hayu monim b'chol yom v'yom. And the Bnei Israel, since they were so excited and yearning and anticipating the Kabbalat HaTorah, they were counting each and every single day. V'omim harei avar yom echad. Ah, one day passed. Harei avru shnei yamim. Shlosha, arba, five. Oh, 2 days passed already. 3 days passed. Baruch Hashem, we're so much closer to receiving the Torah. So therefore, we established that discounting for the future generations. That's the second reason. Third reason, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar, Lefi sheyamim ele yemei melechet hasadeh. These days are the days where the farmers go and work the field. Hem. Ve'en mi sheyagid livnei kfarim hachaklaim im yar maleo chaser. No one's there to tell them. They're not really going to be in town and in touch with the months and the establishment of the new month. So, and there's no one to tell them if Chodesh Iyar is a full month or not a full month. Lachen amra Torah tisperu 50 yom ve'achar kach mikra kodesh yeh lachem. Ad kan l'shono. Therefore, the Torah says, count 50 days. Don't worry about malei chaser. Count 50 days. It's really for them. Count 50 days. And at the end of those 50 days, you make a chag. You make a chag Shavuot. So over here we find various reasons as to what the purpose of counting Sfirat HaOmer is. Regardless, I'm not going to read this inside because we're running low on time, but Chaim Avadia writes that this is only true, most poskim say that all this is only true, this pasuk in the Torah is only true when there is existing today the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer is when they used to cut the wheat for the Korban HaOmer. And since that's not that, and at a time when the Beit HaMikdash is not around, which would mean this mitzvah is not relevant anymore, this the mitzvah of counting the Omer, Sfirat HaOmer, is not a mitzvah d'oraita anymore, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Therefore, it has many halachic ramifications. And one of them, he says, in the Nusach of L'shem Yichud, which we say right before counting the Omer, we say L'shem Yichud Kudcha Baruch Hu. So many, some Siddurim have, you know, behold, we are prepared, Arenu Muchanim L'kayem Mitzvat Aseh Shel Sfirat HaOmer. Many Siddurim have that. He writes, do not say that. Why? Because many Poskim say that nowadays. It's not a Mitzvat Aseh, it's not a Mitzvah D'Oraita. And I'm sorry? Oh, so he says, and therefore it's also preferably not recommended to say the psukim of Usfartem Lachem Machad Shabbat Miyom Ve'yachem Tomer Tumfa, because nowadays those psukim, we don't follow those psukim literal, because it's not a Doraita anymore. We don't have a Bet HaMikdash. So he writes, it's recommended to skip out those parts. If you look in his Sidur, or the Sidur V'Chavedat, it doesn't have those things, and it's basically half the length of the other L'Shem Yichuds. That's one halachic ramification amongst other ones. Have a great day, everyone.